Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. It was a violent 8 hours in the five boroughs yesterday from 4 p.m. until just after midnight. There were seven shootings in all, with 12 victims, and two of them died. Here's 1010 Wins reporter Roger Stern.
The most serious shooting took place in a McDonald's parking lot here in the Claremont section of the Bronx. Someone pulled out a gun during a fight and shot five people, killing 17-year-old Armanis Valdez. Sidney Flores is a community activist.
Last night was tragic. It's a miracle that more people didn't die.
Elsewhere in the Bronx, a 34-year-old man died after being shot during an argument in Fordham Heights. In Rockaway Beach, Queens, two men shot a 30-year-old man seven times as he was playing basketball. There were three other shootings in the Bronx and one in Manhattan. Roger Stern, 1010 Wins in the Claremont section of the Bronx.
Starting at 2 a.m. tomorrow, New York City's subway is once again 24/7. We return to 24-hour subway service. The MTA is scheduled to make an announcement about the reopening at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's a big week for restaurants in the city. Midnight curfews go away for outdoor dining tomorrow. On Wednesday, the restaurants can increase to 100% capacity. As for masks, topic A on this morning's political talk shows: when to wear and when not to wear, in light of this past week's CDC advisory that fully vaccinated people who are 2 weeks past their final shot can ditch the mask outside and in most indoor settings. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on CNN's State of the Union.
We are not saying that everybody has to take off their mask if they're vaccinated. And it's been 16 months that we've been telling people to mask, and this is going to be a slow process. The other thing is that every community is not the same. Not all communities have vaccination rates that are high. Not all, and some communities still have case rates that are high. So these decisions have to be made at the community level.
Latest vaccine numbers in New York State: some 51% of New Yorkers over the age of 18 are fully vaccinated. 61% have at least one vaccine dose. That announcement from Governor Cuomo yesterday. No specific numbers on the ages 12 to 17. The federal government recently gave the okay for kids aged 12 to 15 to get the Pfizer vaccine. New York City Department of Health indicates that 47% of the city's population has received at least one dose. 38% are fully vaxxed. An act of vandalism this past Thursday at a church in Bensonhurst. The St. Athanasius Roman Catholic Church says its crucifix was toppled and an American flag burned. This is Father Edwin Ortiz on 1010 Winds.
He saw the ashes of the flag on the ground. So we were pretty devastated, obviously, with the damage to the cross, but then devastated as well to the burning of the American flag in front of our office.
The damage was discovered Friday morning. No arrests yet. Police say they got a report of a person jumping over a fence, causing the damage, and then fleeing the scene. The founder and CEO of Caring Senior Service, Jeff Salter, is going west. He's riding an electric bike for more than 9,000 miles, visiting 45 caring locations designed to raise awareness of caregiver shortage. He was in Essex County, New Jersey Friday, came into the city yesterday, got a slice of pizza, and is now heading to Pennsylvania and parts west. One goal of the ride?
Falls are the leading cause of injury-related death among seniors, and 80% of all falls happen in the bathroom. So with GrabTheBars.com, we're creating an opportunity for individuals to get involved and help their community by donating to our cause. For every $250 we raise, we're able to put two grab bars into a senior's bathroom.
Salter is one-third of the way through his trip, which will go through 15 states and end in San Antonio. The LGBT Network is calling for the resignation of a Long Beach Police Commissioner, Ronald Walsh, and City Council President John Bendo after Walsh ordered the rainbow flag removed from the boardwalk near Riptide's restaurant. Network President and CEO David Kilnick spoke to 1010 Winds.
Riptide is a very popular spot on the boardwalk in Long Beach, always filled with people, you know, enjoying good food, enjoying community. You know, the rainbow flag has flown there for over a half a decade without any problems. And the LGBT community felt very welcome there and very inclusive. And it was folks from the community that called us to say that they were troubled by the flag being taken down.
This comes a day after NYC Pride banned corrections and law enforcement from their events and said it's working to reduce the NYPD's security presence as well. Usually when we think of tax day, we think of April 15th. Not this year. It's May 17th, tomorrow. Correspondent Tom Foti with our story.
You know what is due tomorrow? Our federal tax returns delayed a month due to COVID. So how are they affected by the pandemic-related stimulus payments?
The first two came out. They will be reconciled on this tax return, your 2020 tax return. Those payments are not taxable, although we did a survey towards the end of the year, and about 40% of our respondents thought they were taxable. So don't put those on your tax return as income.
Mark Stieber is Chief Tax Information Officer at Jackson Hewitt Tax Service.
And what's more, the expanded child tax credit means the families could be sent more money this summer, but only if they file a return.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.